ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio. I'm from New Zealand, and my very special guest is from Australia. The wonderful, the indomitable, the various other nice adjectives, man, Santos Bonacci. Welcome back to the show. Haven't talked to you in ages, mate.
Thanks, Vinnie. Yep. Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, just let us know what you've been up to. And, of course, what was it? What was your website again? UniversalTruthSchool.com, was it?
Yep, UniversalTruthSchool.com. And my YouTube handle is Mr. Astrotheology. And also I have a school called School of the Holy Science.
Righto. Now, it's been some time since we've had you on the show. I'm just wondering what you've been up to, mate.
Well, I've been to South America, hence you see the... am I on video?
No. You just need to click your webcam button. I'll put you on the screen behind me.
Because I was going to show you the Centillo. You see, that's from Ecuador. But went there in May. Then I went to... Europe, did four countries there, 22 presentations, been back for 2 months, moved into this house. I'm at my niece's now. I've been here for about, since the start of November. And so I've been really moving a lot, you know. I also moved this time last year into the back of my brother's house. Mm-hmm. And then he sold his house. And so I've been pretty busy. So with two moves, South America, did a documentary there. The documentary is coming out. Johnny Guzman is in New York at the moment and he's talking to some graphics people and he's going to be coming back and putting out a trailer, a really, really nice trailer. But we did a lot of filming there for a month. I was just, you know, we were going from Guayaquil. We were going from Guayaquil to the place in the mountains, anyway, to do the presentations. I did about 8 presentations, 5 in Spanish, 3 in English, filmed. And we did a lot of interviewing and sort of filming on the road, like a road documentary is what they call it. And so there's a lot of footage. I mean, we filmed all the presentations in both Spanish and English, so they haven't even been released. But I have had some new stuff from the Europe tour that's been released. I've got the Belfast presentation, I've got the Amsterdam presentation, and I've got the Lucca Italian ones, just for the listeners that are interested, and also a couple that I did in England, Glastonbury Zodiac, the one I did in Glastonbury, and the Stonehenge gathering presentation that's up.
I think something's covering
a lot of new material.
I think something's covering your webcam. It's gone all black. Like a rugby team.
Oh, right. That's interesting. Well, I'll have a look and see if it's not some dirt on the camera, maybe.
No, it ain't some dirt. It's like gone completely black. I think if you just turn it off and on again, it should work. But yeah, there you go.
Right.
All right, so beautiful. Sorry about that. Now, Max Egan also was just passing through to South America just recently, too. You didn't hook up with him by chance?
No, I didn't know he was going. I haven't spoken to him for about 6 months, probably.
Well, I also got this idea that a hell of a lot of people are going to South America. What is it that's so special about it?
Ayahuasca.
Oh, really? Yeah, in a word, I guess.
Yeah, you know, recover all your memories, heal all your wounds, get great insights into all other dimensions. Yeah, it might be worth a try.
Yeah, well, it's certainly worth the plane ticket, I take it.
Yeah, James Swagger and myself are looking at going in May, but I'm a bit unsure about travelling. You know, I absolutely detest travelling. I like staying here with my feet on the ground.
What's wrong with travelling? Is it the TSA, the groping kind of thing, or the what is?
Yeah, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, standing in airport lines just to get your irises scanned and you know, a further zapping of your body and metal detectors, and I don't know how many full body scanners I had to opt out. Twice in Los Angeles on the way to Ecuador, I opted out. They were nice there. Not so nice in Amsterdam, where the... Well, I won't issue expletives, but the idiot there, woman, got right up to there, and I said, I'm going to opt out of the full body scanner. I'll just go through the metal detector. Oh, no, it's too late, she says. Yeah, really? Grabbed all my stuff. My pants were falling down because I took my belt off, no shoes, got all this luggage, and I went into the other line, and so opted out.
Oh, mate. I was just thinking about this as well. It's actually a real pain in the ass to travel nowadays with this BS terrorism. I mean, like, how many planes have been hijacked or blown up or anything like that since 9/11 that the government didn't do themselves? And so now the solution is obviously no. Don't arrest or discriminate against the government employees that actually pull off the terrorism. Discriminate against the normal people who are just travelling, trying to have a good time.
You might have a tooth bomb on you.
Yeah, a tooth bomb. Yeah, more like a tooth fairy. It's about as likely. In fact, I think more people die from the tooth fairy annually than die in terrorist attacks. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing about searching body cavities. I don't know when the last suicide bomber actually stuck one up his bum. I don't know that they do that. So. I don't think anyone needs to check up there.
Yeah, isn't that against their religion or something?
Yeah, you know. But they're going to grope you because they're a bunch of perverts and they work for a bunch of pedophiles. And I've always said that if you take out the pedophiles, we will have peace and security on this planet. Yeah. Because it's a clique of not the local pedophile guy, you know, that geeky guy that looks out his window and he's perving at little kids. Not that pedophile. These are killer pedophiles. You know, they actually rape them, murder them, eat them, have blood sacrifices with them, torture them. This is a real nasty clique. You know, not that I want to speak about negative things. I've got so many beautiful positive things to share. But these entities, you know, they need to be dealt with. And it appears that they're just not getting the memo. You know, things have changed. We are now in a new age. This is the Aquarian age, and there's been a changing of the guards. But the foot soldiers down at the bottom level of the pyramid, they still keep working for, you know, the ancient powers that were, and so. Yeah, they need to be addressed too.
Yeah, I do think so. And also, this is one thing that's kind of frustrated me. You know, you're talking about how we're coming into the new age. There's some people who interpret this quote new age philosophy as an excuse to never ever look at anything negative and pretend that it doesn't frickin' exist. I hate that, man.
Yeah, you know, you got problems everywhere with brainwashed people. You know. Because they're using New Age and all the rubbish that's in it to excuse themselves for being dunces, and they're using, you know, their paradigms to accuse the old ancient wisdom, which is what syncretism and what I'm sort of bringing to the fore here, that sure, the ancient wisdom was superior. It absolutely was superior, and that's proven in its wisdom. You know, if you can't see it, well, then you're a bit of a dunce. But you know, they had the wisdom, and they proved it. That their monuments are far better and more beautiful and glorious than ours. Just anywhere in Egypt. I mean, I took a stroll through Rome and realized that, you know, ancient the ancient people had you know. access to far better science than we do now. We're catching up now. You know, this consciousness they're refusing from the ancient past and the wisdom is because they're stuck in their little paradigms, you know, of fear and control, and don't seem to be able to progress out of this stage, the lower mind. Many of them reach a false salvation, which is what Plato spoke about, and they start intellectualizing, you know, all this left brain arguing and reasoning and logic and stuff like that. The philosophers didn't really spend much time on that, you know. They probably did when they were young kids, but they spoke about epignosis, da'at, knowledge, knowing. You know, they were philosophers, they weren't intellectuals. It's two different. So we've got these mind-controlled non-intellectuals, then we've got these intellectuals in the middle, and then we've got the philosopher king, the knower, the sovereign, and the mystic. And, you see this transition upward, ever upward. And so, but it's ever so important that the higher mind is reached, and that's what churches are absolutely against. You know, Christendom, which claims to be Christian, is not the religion of light, because Christ means light and consciousness. It's the opposite. It's the anti-Christ. It is the church against consciousness expansion.
Yeah. In fact, I saw
they are opposed.
I saw a South African priest once give a presentation to thousands of people at a big stadium kind of thing, and he had this slideshow and what have you. And he's talking about, what is the Antichrist? Who is the Antichrist? And he said, in the Bible, there's something like 17 references to the Antichrist, and the only thing on earth that currently fits all of those descriptions without missing one out is the Vatican. Wouldn't that be great if you were the Antichrist to come in and start off as the controller of the church that tells everybody what Christ is and what Christ teaches?
My goodness. See, the fact is, Vinny, the Antichrist is the Lord Anno Domini, and it's the calendar that is based on that Lord. They've given us a historical Lord. They claim that there was a Jesus who was born and he came to save man. He was God's son, and we date our calendar from his birth, you see. Well, it turns out the true Lord that these Anno Domini people, the Julian calendar types, Rome, turns out their Lord is actually the crown, and the crown is Kronos, and Kronos is Saturn. And Saturn is otherwise known in theology as Satan, the devil. And that's the Lord that when you go into court with your dated, catch the word dated, i.e. old, stale, Julian calendar date. So you rock up with your affidavit signed, and dated 5th of November 2013. 2013 is a copyrighted intellectual property by Rome. It's the JC calendar, Julius Caesar, but it's really Jesus Christ, Anno Domini, you know, the year of the Lord. The one that dominates your ass.
Yeah.
Good and hard. It's called democracy, but you need to put a little N in the middle of the word democracy.
Democracy.
And then you get demon crazy.
Yeah.
If you want to demonic, crazy world, just vote for demon crazy democracy, and you'll get it good and hard.
Yeah.
Mob rule.
Yeah, well, it occurred to me today, a friend of mine's gay, and we've got this politician called Colin Craig who's coming out talking about chemtrails and what have you, but he's very, very Christian and he's very anti-gay. And my friend's like, well, if anybody talks about this and supports this guy, I'm just going to block you and unfriend you. And I said, well, let us think about this. Who's more discriminated against in this day and age? Gay people, black people, or conspiracy theorists? Right? Think about this. How many conspiracy theorists are in Parliament? There's none, is there? You know? How many conspiracy theorists run major Fortune 500 companies or things like that? Like, none. Is there? You know? I just it occurred to me this morning. I'm part of the most discriminated group of people on Earth. This is awesome. I love being the underdog. We'll be right back after the break with my very special guest, Santos Vinace, UniversalTruthSchool.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, live from New Zealand 5 days a week. If you go to the homepage, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, you can listen into the show live on the little play button that we have there. And also on top of that, there are rebroadcasts available from various radio stations around New Zealand that are on the homepage there. As well, my very special guest today is the wonderful Santos Bonacci, UniversalTruthSchool.com is his website. We were talking about the old Antichrist and being a conspiracy theorist and how you do kind of get that sort of discrimination. Like, you think about it. How did they demonize blacks? How did they demonize gays? Called them names, subverted them, locked them up for no reason, so on and so forth. Hey, exact same things happening to conspiracy theorists today. And the same symptoms of resistance are starting to rise up. You know, people getting really angry, people getting into trouble and what have you, drug addiction and depression, suicides and what have you. It's really hard being a conspiracy theorist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, eh? That's why there's no conspiracy theorists in those places that you mentioned before, you know, in Parliament and everything like that, because they are the conspirators. So they're not going to be talking about their own, you know, works and, you know, and exposing them in the public in the light. Yeah, so that's for sure. It is. It's a tough one to walk, you know. It's hard to learn the truth, as Plato put it, and it's very, very dangerous to divulge at the same time. So, yeah. Very true. Mm.
I think it was something like Mark Twain said that it's a hell of a lot easier to convince somebody of a lie than it is to convince them that they've been lied to.
Yeah.
And somebody posted that, a wonderful quote from a former CIA director on my Facebook wall this morning. It said, "When the CIA's disinformation campaign is successful, you will know it because everybody in the United States will believe things that are untrue." That's from a CIA director. And it's like, whoa, that's a brilliant quote. Kind of illustrates the point that we're making, isn't it?
Yeah, very dangerous. It's very dangerous to subscribe and register to any of their services as a citizen. See, people demand citizen rights. I don't know why, because that's why they throw people in jail, you know, because that's what a citizen gets. That's the services you get being a citizen. That's the lowest of the lowest. So when you show your license, your excuse to be licentious and do permission to do something that would otherwise be unlawful to a police officer, he knows that you're already below him. So he knows that he can kick your ass. And he will, because, you know, he's now got a citizen with all their so-called rights. They're just privileges, benefits and services. Yeah. And one of the ways that we've been duped is to subscribe to their lord. When you go to court, their lord is not Jesus Christ that's in the book, the good book that they have in courts. It's the crown. That's the lord, and it's the dead date that we bring in with our dated documents. The moment you date a document, you're dead. And so you're trying to bring dead paper back to life and it has a dead date on it, they're going to convict you that you lose the moment you use their calendar, because the elite of the world do not use the Anno Domini calendar. They use only the Anno Mundi calendar. And AD and AM spell Adam, and that's the Adam matrix that they're running. You see, when you turn up in court with the 2013 date on it, you're already 3,760 years old, because we're living in the year 5,774 Anno Mundi, AM, not 2013 AD. So, you know, they've torn asunder Adam, and they've given us the fiction, the fictional part, the part that makes us dead seamen on the Holy See, and the Roman Curia runs the crown, the Curia and the crown, and that is the crown of none other than Kronos, because no one has a bigger crown. And in fact, you know, in the book The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, he mentions about Saturn on page...
And while you're looking for that, I wanted to... So you're talking about how police, they kind of assume this power over you. And the next time I get stopped by a cop and he asks me my name, and I say, my name is Slave, and you need to address me by my name. And he goes, okay, sir. No, it's not okay, sir. It's okay, Slave. All right? Do you understand me? Yeah. You just filmed the conversation with a cop calling you Slave. I thought that'd be freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, we should be nameless, because name contains it's a negative word. It contains an M and an N. These two are water negative letters, and they are hieroglyphs, ideograms, which come from Egypt. They are actually the symbol of water, negativity. In fact, in Hebrew, the letter M is mem, and it means water. And the letter N is nun, or nun, N-U-N, and it means fish. So in Latin, to swim is nuotare, with an N. And that's why we get navies on the marine waters. So you see, M and N have been devoted to this business of negative water, whereas positive fire at the other end of the alphabet, because M and N turn up in the middle of the alphabet. That's why M is middle, the 13th letter of the alphabet, and N is the 14th. But the two first words, two first letters, A, B, Aleph, B, that's where we get our alphabet from. Now, for more information about this, I'd check the esoteric structure of the alphabet by Alvin Boyd Kuhn. And so you've got A, B, Abba, Father, and you've got this M, N, Water. See, Ab is fire, spirit, because the letter A is aria, air. Air is spiritus. So spirit merging with water, or fire merging with water, is the whole story of the alphabet, you see. And so a name contains two negatives, M and N. And in Latin, name is nomen, nomen, so no man. In Spanish, man is hombre, with an H. H-O-M-B-R-E, hombre. Just swap the H for an N, and you've got nombre, name. So you see, name and man are very, very linked, both in Spanish and in Latin. So when you are telling... when they are asking you for your name, they are asking you for an negation of your true source, of your I am, because we all are. You see, in the end, See, we've been differentiated through these corpses, these bodies, corporations, persons. But we are all from one source. And they know it. The elite know this, you see. But this division suits them. So then now we have a name which separates us from one and all. And we are labelled, you see. And it is in the negative, because both of those letters come from the word light, as everything does. Everything comes from light, but there are two lights. There's lux, which is luxury, divine light. And then there's lumen. Yeah, you heard it. Men. M-N. And see, when you see that word lumen, that is mundane light. And there again you see the M-N, mundane, because the world is worldly, it's negative. So it must have M and N in it, just like name does. It's very important you get this. This is very Kabbalistic, what I'm teaching you here. It's very esoteric, but you will understand, because it will help you to reclaim your sovereignty, because this is what they're doing in court with names, legal names, that is. So lumen gives us three consonants. This letter for worldly false light of Maya, of illusion, is called lumen, and it comes from lux. So you put lux at the top, and then under that you put lumen. And the three consonants are L-M-N, and they are in sequence in the alphabet. L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T. And Q-R-S-T-U is Christ, Christo. But you've got L-M-N, and that is the word for lumen, the light. L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U. Q-R-S-T-U is Christo, the hidden one, the one that's hiding in the alphabet. I'll get to the alphabet in a minute, but the rest of it. But this lumen gives us the word element, because elements come from photons, light, lumen. So you've got lux, lumen, element, and by the way, when you look at the word element and the word for sadness, to lament something, yes, because the light of the world is something to lament. But it does also illuminate. You know, the Illuminati? Again, L-M-N. And it comes from this worldly light. And the same word is carried through in the word name. So what is your name? What is your light? But it's worldly light. That's why when Moses asks God in the burning bush, he says, well, what's your name? So I can tell Pharaoh when I go down there. I need to tell him who, you know, who sent me. And he said, I am. Because what else can we be? We can never be labeled. You see? And so it's a false thing. It's just something for commerce, this name. Another thing about the word element is, check out the word lemniscate, because that also carries L-M-N in it. And lemniscate is the figure eight, the perennial figure eight. That's what the sun does in the skies. And analemma, it's... An analemma is very, very similar, but later on, just check out lemniscate, and it comes from light, and it comes from lumen.
Yeah.
And element.
But where does lemonade come from?
What's that?
Where does lemonade come from?
Lemonade. From lemons, fruit, products of photosynthesis, light.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, but what you have in the word lumen, hiding there, is actually what the Hindus call om. Lum, lomen, lumen. And so, what we're getting is light and sound. Sound, Kabbalistically, is called speech. So when you have an expression such as abracadabra, that's Hebrew. It's pure Hebrew, and it means I create through speech. So we see that is the sound, the logos, the word made flesh. And the word made flesh is material. It's spirit in matter. It's all the material world is flesh. That's why to transition from the word word to world, you just add the letter L. So you see how the word made flesh is true because the word sound, cymatics, creates worlds. And so the reason I'm saying this is because they have, through their system and through the name and knowing about this false light, this lumen, they have created a name that we go and present. It's the false light. It's the false Christ. And what is more, we go to church on the ship of the Holy See, and they are the priests of Baal, and we have the, and we are claiming, because our documents are signed and dated with the Anno Domini calendar, so we're professing to have a Domini, someone dominating us, a Lord. And who would that be? Well, we're in the court of the crown, so we're in that God's court. So we're doing a deal with the devil. We've already signed, sinned by signing and registering with them. They have our birth certificate and DNA from the hospital run by the Knights of Malta.
Well, we'll talk about this more after the break. Santos Bonacci is my guest. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here in the first hour with Santos Bonacci, UniversalTruthSchool.com. We're looking at the phonetics and the origins of word, and I came up with a really lame joke. Don't take offense, Santos, it's just a joke. What do you call it when Santos Bonacci tells you a lie? A Fibonacci.
Love it. Love it. That's great. Hey, just that quote from Alexander Hislop, page 35 in the book The Two Babylons. Now, this is an oldie, and I'm using this one. I could use any other source to prove that Saturn is the crown, and the crown is Saturn, Kronos. But I want to use this one because this guy was a literalist Christian, Alexander Hislop. Published this book in 1916. When I was a good little Jehovah's Witness boy, I cut my teeth on this book. As you can see, it's well marked in 1982. Ha ha. Yeah. And I use this book a lot because Jehovah's Witnesses and Churchianity uses the book, so I use it to prove astrotheology. And on page 35, there's Kronos. There's the one that wears the crown. He's got a horn, the horned one. He's got a beautiful picture there. And he says, Kronos, Saturn, who according to Pherecycles, was the first before all others that ever wore a crown. So when you turn up with your Anno Domini date on your affidavit, which would be the most stupid thing you could ever do, they will deal you as good as dead because you are dead. You're a dead man on a pirate ship. because that's exactly what it is. It's a pirate ship run by Satan, Satan the devil, the crown. You signed on, they forgot to tell you, because of course, you know, no consideration, etc., with their contract. In fact, that's why there's an X. You see, when the bank manager gets you to sign on the dotted line, there's already a signature on there, and that's the X. X marks the spot. And you've just been betrayed. You're going guarantor and underwriter of the bank manager. And so, you know, you've actually signed on. And so signing is sinning. And see, this is where they get us, because we've subscribed to their Anno Domini system. And it's as good as dead, because the true calendar is the Anno Mundi calendar. And so, you know, we're dealing with death. We're trying to bring a dead man alive when we're going into court, a corpse, a corporation. And we're doing this all under, you know, the guise of, well, it's justice, isn't it? That's the system of the crown. So the priests of Baal really are there just to milk the bonds, you see, that bond from the birth
certificate. Not entirely dissimilar from how the Fed milks the bailouts and buys government bonds.
Exactly. Right, for the stock market, the slave market.
Yeah.
Let's not get too, you know, too much into the theory of the conspiracy, shall we?
Let's not realize that people are actually just livestock.
Yeah, bonded on the stock market. I think those were the two key words of the Inquisition. Yeah, every time I read about the Inquisition, there were bonds and stocks and bonds. Mm. Yeah. Shame about the fact that the Rothschilds didn't tell everybody else that all of the stocks that are on the slave market are owned by them. And you cannot own any of their stocks. So good luck to all the yuppies out there. Go yuppie power. Oh, I've got three properties now.
Yeah. You don't have nothing, right? You have certificates of title as opposed to having title, which is different. Yeah.
You got
a piece of paper, which is the significance of money, right? You know, it's like a signature. But you have actual real gold or something, that's actual real value. And that's the difference between having a piece of paper that says you own the house and actually owning the land, like the Queen does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's exactly what that little cross on the dotted line is. You see, it's no consideration. You see, so really, it's no contract, and so it's easy to get out of the contract with this this whole system, and that is just to reclaim the DNA and put it on the public record. Period. You're out of the system, and that's the slave system that I'm exposing. You know, through this slave system, what they do is they, Vinny, they milk the bonds. I've got a couple of friends of mine who are in jail here in Melbourne, the most livable city in the world, and the Lord Mayor of the city is the Chief Justice, Robert Doyle, and all he's doing is supporting pedophiles, the bar, who have got my friends Mickey Oliar and Kerry Marks in jail. And why? Oh, because they were doing a photosynthesis project called growing marijuana in your bedroom for your own recreation and for your own personal use. And so they're in jail because the government, govern your mind, is, you know, shoving it up people's backsides, exactly, with their fictional corporation, and jamming it up there good and hard, and milking those bonds. And a couple of my friends
is that technically, like, legally some kind of necrophilia?
It is. Yeah, that's what they're doing. So, you know, I'm accusing Robert Doyle publicly of crimes against humanity, people trafficking, supporting pedophiles. That's the Lord Mayor, the Chief Justice of Melbourne. I'm in Melbourne. Here I am. That's Peter Doyle. Peter Doyle, Chief Justice. What is he doing with Kerry Marks and Mickey Oliar in their jail system? Would that be because they had the Anno Domini date on their calendar? So, you know, is that why they're people trafficking them? Because they're dead? Let's bring this out to the public and see what the public thinks about that. To know that to live in the city of Melbourne, the most livable city in the world, according to all those, you know, manipulated UN surveys and all that bullshit. Robert Doyle, the Chief Justice of the city, is people trafficking because he's milking their bonds. That's why he lives in Toorak, and all of his pedophile politician buddies that live in Toorak, you know, raping little kids, because they're milking the bonds. Those little kids are their slaves. They get them as slaves from the hospitals, and the Knights of Malta conspire with them to hand over the DNA, and all of the people of the city of Melbourne, let alone the city of Melbourne, the whole world, come under this Roman system. The system, Rome, has our DNA, and it's using it to put us in jail and give us benefits and privileges and services. Wonderful.
Always got to do what you're told, eh? And that's something that's really starting to F me off. I just don't like being told what to do. You know, somebody could ask me to do anything, but if you tell me and tell me that I don't have a choice about it or anything like that, you must do this or you must do that, when I'm being compelled against my will, I really don't like it. And I think that's the difference between people like us, Santos, and the rest of the people in this world, is that we don't have submission to authority. Right? When a government passes a law that we don't want, we don't write a submission. We freaking go up against it and expose it for what it is.
Absolutely. The only way to kill this beast is to deflate it. It's running on nothing, on paper. In fact, they have stolen, they have made an original copy through the birth certificate and the registering thereof of the genuine artifact. We are the genuine artifact. Once you reclaim that lost property from the state that governs your mind, once you reclaim that, you then join the original copy with the genuine artifact. And you can say goodbye and kiss my ass to Babylon the Great, the system of Rome that has enslaved the whole world. We've all been enslaved through this citizenship of benefits, services and privileges, where you lose your rights and you get security by the mob. Demon, crazy democracy. And so, you know, it's time we said goodbye to slavery, lose the registrations, reclaim our DNA and get the hell off Maggie's farm. It's just a big plantation run by the Rothschilds and a whole bunch of other pedophiles, really.
There's a great Facebook page called Statism is Slavery. And here's how you know you're a slave. You would agree that 100% of your labour and the products of which going to somebody else who claims that they own you would mean you're a slave, right? What if it's 50% of your labour? What if it's 30? The fact of the matter is you don't have a choice at all, and that is what slavery is. Santos, thank you
slavery.
So much.
That's slavery. Yeah. Thanks, brother.
Right. You have yourself a wonderful day, and it's good that it's finally summer again in the southern hemisphere. We may not be freezing, but sometimes our webcams are. And we'll see you again. We'll see you again after the break, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Vince Seymour from New Zealand Watchdog on the Crown Court system. Incidentally, thanks, Santos. Have a good day, mate.